this. So what guys don't understand is they want to know all the strategies to get women.
Yeah.
Guys don't understand that when you become a high-value man and principal,
man,
everything comes natural.
I love that point. And I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
That's the part where I'm not sure if you noticed that, mm-hmm. but you did a big shift
mm-hmm.
when initially it was mm-hmm. how to show that you're high value.
Right.
And then you got to, be high value.
Yes, I can tell you really watched my content.
Yeah, no, I've watched almost every video. I've been watching from the very beginning.
Okay.
And so to me, I've realized that, like you said, so many men,
mm-hmm.
what they don't realize mm-hmm. is that if you actually put in the work, you don't have to fake these things.
Thank you.
Because all real, like you said, all pickup, because like I said, mm-hmm. that's mystery type, like whoever mm-hmm. it is, the game. Mm-hmm. I've known a lot of these
mm-hmm.
guys.
Mm-hmm.
All pickup is showing or faking mm-hmm. to the women temporarily, because mm-hmm. it only works in the moment
right.
that you're high value
right.
versus what AMS is teaching you mm-hmm. is actually being high value.
The thing what guys got to understand is that the strategies and techniques and stuff like that, you got to understand it's going to get revealed on the date. Women are bloodhounds for a guy that's faking. Because what a woman will do? You could text a woman at 3 p.m., hey, how your day going? She'll hit you back at 10. You low value, all that have been it came out. You'll hit her back at 6, 7 with a question mark. and this is what guys don't understand. I have girls that done tried me like that. Hit me back the next day and they just sometimes they could have been just like meant to text, because I can do that too sometimes, right? Like I saw the text, I meant to get back to it, I got sidetracked. Yeah. And then I'll look back at it later, especially since I looked at the text and then text right then. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, I forgot the text. So, and then she texts you, let's give the benefit of the doubt. Let's just say she wasn't playing a game.
Yeah.
But I guess you're not interested. Just enough. But I thought you were so high value.
Yeah.
The thing why I try to tell guys is the whole high value mindset, it becomes you once. So if you're a guy that's on your purpose and you're working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't care. Mm-hmm. I have no other way to say
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care. I just set a date with a girl for Friday,
mm-hmm.
and I really don't care mm-hmm. if she cancels.
Mm-hmm.
The way I look at it, I'll just write another chapter for my book if she don't. Or maybe I get some rest, because I got so much collabs this week. I got another collab tonight with another guy, big YouTuber, bigger than me. I got another collab Thursday,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the high value mindset comes to. So what guys have to understand is when guys come to me for advice and they crying about this, what I've started to tell guys now is I'm going to tell you opposite of what other dating coaches tell you. Most dating coaches tell you, go talk to 100 women. So they want to mask that pain
mm-hmm.
with more women.
Yeah.
So if you're going through a heartbreak, if you meet other women, just take your mind off. What I've told guys now is, I take the other approach. For the next 30 days, I don't want you to talk to no women.
Mm.
Even if they're giving you choosing signals.
Mm.
What I want you to do, and this is just something recently I started, what I want you to do now is, for the next 30 days, I want you to figure out how to be happy without women.
Mm.
That's what we need to do. Because that's what's going to get you in that mindset where you need to be. I need you to have hobbies and purpose in life to where what you are is bored and lonely and you want a woman to come solve your problems.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. What I've been telling guys is for the next 30 days, I want you to find out what do you love to do. I'm not even talking about purpose. I'm just talking about activities, hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
Get your life back.
Yeah.
So that when you do meet a woman, you're not dependent on the outcome. You don't care.
Yeah.
So what guys do, they so invested, they so lonely, they so desperate for a female validation, is that I need this to work out. They so invested in that outcome.
Mm.
I need this to work out because my life, I'm so lonely, I'm so bored. I need this woman to come fix my life.
Yeah.
And what I've been telling guys is, I want you to build a life to where you're happy without women. And don't talk to women till you got that.
Mm.
Now once you get that, when you meet a woman, you don't care if she ever calls you back.
Yeah.
Because now you guess what? You're going surfing. You're going shooting basketball. You're on your purpose. You're going swimming. You figured out how to become happy without women so that when you meet a girl, things are going good for 2 or 3 weeks and she's starting to pull back, you don't care. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it hurts so bad when you date a girl for a month or 2 months and then she starts to pull back, because she has brought happiness to your life and now you're thinking about what your life is going to go back to without her. Mm. So you work your little shitty 9-to-5 that you hate, mm-hmm. and then she comes and she makes you happy at the end of the day because you got her to come cheer you up.
Yeah.
And the thought of losing that and your life going back to video games and back to Tinder dates just literally makes you angry. Mm-hmm. And this is what causes an issue. Mm-hmm. Opposed to if you had to build a life of happiness with outside of her and you notice that pullback, you're like, I'm just go back to doing what I was doing. I have hobbies. I have... And so you're not dependent upon the outcome.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing where guys... I talk about the choosing signals, and guys, it's went over guys' head tremendously.
Tremendously.
Guys thought that I said choosing signals, waiting for choosing signals is the best way to meet women. I don't know how somebody thought that.
Yeah.
That is completely absent.
Yeah, yeah.
Being a guy that used to approach 100 women on the weekend in my teenage days and my early 20s, too, to be quite honestly, at the mall and stuff, I can sit here and tell you, anybody tell you, if you just approach women just like... As a trainer at the gym, you just approach enough people, you're going to get somebody who wants to work with you. It's just, that's the way, it's a numbers game, right?
Numbers game, yep.
But the thing with the difference with women is you're trying to get your happiness from women. And so no matter how many women you sleep with, it's still not enough. No matter what you do, it's still not enough. Mm-hmm. You slept with 50 women this year? Yeah, but what about the 50 that got away? Yeah. It's never enough. You'll be better off sleeping with 5 women a year or 2 women a year and getting have your hobbies and purpose. Yeah. And for my relationship, guys, I dealt 1 woman a year.
Yeah.
You'll get more happiness from that. And that's why you see a lot of guys who, once they get married, they tell you, this is much better than when I was out chasing women.
Yeah.
It's because they realize that no matter how many you slept with, it was never going to be enough.
Yeah.
Now, it's us being red pill brothers. We don't get married, but we get married to our purpose.
Yeah.
We get married to our hobbies. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing what guys have to understand. Until you get that, you would never be happy, brother.
No, that's good. I want to touch on the marriage thing, but I want to go back a little bit about what you're talking about being the high value thing. Mm-hmm. And the part about you talk about being high value, and you said it initially, is that women can smell real high value.
Yes.
And what people don't understand is like, you and you being a person who has money, you know, I'm a person who's trying to get there, but a lot of my friends and people I do business with, they have real money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing to fake with a fake a chain. Like you save your whole money to get a chain.
Right.
Another thing to save your whole money to get a watch.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fake the chain, the watch, the car, the home, all. Like when a dude has real high value, it's apparent everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do this to gain stuff. You can trick the girl in the moment to think that you're high value, but eventually you're going to know she has she can know you have high value.
High value has nothing to do with money.
Yes.
High value is a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider you high value.
Yeah.
I would consider what you're doing makes you high value, even though you might say you don't have money. That's, you got guys out there that got money and they got a low value mindset.
That's real.
You can have a some of the guys, if you ask any of these dating coaches you interview, ask them. Some of the guys that talk to the most are the guys who got money.
That's real.
So that won't make you high value. High value is a mindset. And what I say about a mindset is a guy who has a life.
Mm.
You could. This would make you high value to me. You could have making 30K and a good social life, and you are happy with that, and I would say you high value. Because your mindset says that my time is value.
That's real.
Regardless of this billionaire over here getting dating advice from somebody.
Yeah.
You know, this billionaire, he's scared to leave his wife. How that's high value? He a billionaire, but he's scared to leave his wife.
That's real.
So the point being is, you'll have guys out here where they might only make no money, but you know what? They are content in life. They not sweating a woman. They not in need of a woman. Their time is limited. They have an active social life, and they're content with what they're doing. I would consider you have value. If you thinking, any of you guys out there thinking that going out there getting money is going to fix your problems, I'm telling you it's not. I'm telling you purpose the only way. I'm telling you that right now. Purpose is the only thing that's going to... like you doing this right here. This is something that this is your baby.
Yeah.
This is my baby. This is my, I'm trying to build this to Up in Smoke podcast. I'm trying to build, and then you become obsessed with it. And this becomes everything comes around it. So if a girl was to hit you up and say, hey, I want to see you Tuesday around noon, you know, I got an interview.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's the only time I can see you. Well, we have to talk later then.
That's real.
Because this is your baby. So the only way you're going to become high value is to get that mindset that you're happy as is. Your life is complete. You have your job. You have your social life. You have your hobbies. You are just content and happy in life. And when you out with a woman, what happens is she feels the high value because you're not desperate for it.